Good evening, everyone. It's just gone about 8:30 here in the UK. Today, I'm going to be talking about the iRig mic. I'm currently recording on my iPhone 4S built-in mic. I'm going to be doing an unboxing and a quick test so you can hear what the iRig mic sounds like. So, here in front of me, I've got a package, which you can hear, which is the microphone. So, inside the bubble wrap package is another box, which comes in a carrier bag. It's like Russian dolls. And then you've got the box itself containing the microphone. So let me do it. It came earlier on through the post, so I haven't really had that much. So box is undone. So I'm just pulling out. So as you can hear, it comes in like a plastic tray. So first thing I see, it looks like a pencil case. It's like a leather pouch, which is obviously to keep the microphone in. Underneath that is some documentation, some manuals, obviously telling you how to work the microphone. Just underneath that, so if you lift off the bottom, there is the microphone. That's nice. It's got a really nice, it looks like a microphone. That sounds a bit of a silly thing to say, but a lot of the iPhone mics don't look like traditional handheld microphones. This does look like a traditional handheld. It's metal. If I just do that, hopefully you can hear that. It's got a switch on the side, which looks like an on-off switch. It's got three positions. One is for, obviously, if you're recording concerts, for the louder stuff. The middle is for speech, and the top is the most sensitive setting you could put it on. It's got a flat top to the grill. It's obviously cylindrical, and then leading down, it's got like an iPod cable feel to the lead that leads down, and then we've got a plug. So on one end is the jack to plug into the headphone socket, and then just at the top where the lead meets the little box is another headphone socket. That is for direct monitoring. So, I'm going to plug this microphone in so you can see how it sounds. I'm now recording from the iRig microphone. It's probably about an inch away from my chin. I've got it on the... Let's just check. I have it on the bottom setting at the moment. I'm going to switch it to its middle setting, which is apparently meant for speech and vocals. So this is the difference. This is on the middle setting. And I think it produces a really good quality sound. This middle setting. If you put the microphone on a tripod or something like that, it'd be great for podcasting. Finally, the third setting, which is the setting at the top. Switch to its highest position. And this is what it sounds like. So switch it back to the middle for now. The microphone's got a great kind of heft behind it. It feels like you're holding something not too heavy, but equally not too light, so you feel like you're not holding anything at all. It's about $49.99 from Maplin. Obviously, if you want next day delivery, then it's going to be slightly more expensive. So I've just listened back to the recording of all the three settings, and I noticed when I put it on the top setting, it distorted slightly. So obviously you want to be careful when you're talking into it, because it is a very sensitive setting. So don't do what I just did and have it an inch away from your mouth and let the sound distort.
Obviously, I know I haven't tested this microphone to its full capacity in regards to perhaps singing into it or playing a guitar into it, which actually I've just thought I could do that. So I've got it on its middle setting. I'm going to hold it slightly further away from my mouth and I'm just going to sing a quick little thing. What comes to mind? Happy Bunny 1922. You let other women make a fool out of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do? So I hope that hasn't distorted. It's my first time using the microphone, so I'm just getting to grips with how I can use it and where to hold it, where to place it, how far away from my mouth. So it's really just to give you an idea of how it sounds. I'm going to play the guitar, just a few chords on that, and see how that sounds on each different setting. Unfortunately, I'm not able to find my guitar. My house isn't huge, but it seems to have gone walkabouts. So anyway, the point of this audio boo was just to do a quick unboxing of the iRig microphone and to let you see how it sounds on each different setting. So I hope this has helped, and if I can be of any more help, then just get in contact with me, direct message me. Okay, thank you. I'm Georgia Collins.